Despite all that has happened, despite all that is still happening, I think there is still possibility. We are still a work in progress. We're not fixed, our brains can change. Who we are thankfully extends beyond ourselves to the connections between all of us. Well, so opens a marvelous new book, kind of a hybrid kind of book, written by David Byrne, illustrated by Myra Kalman. Some books are very obvious in their intent. In their first page, some books set out to instruct us or eliminate an aspect of the world. Some books clearly intend to tickle our funny bone or sweep us into a world so different from our own. Some books are uplifting to read and page through. And some books are obtuse, but worth the time to move past their confounding nature. Today's book, American Utopia, offers us aspects of all those types of books, with a special emphasis, when one first encounters it, on an experience that is clearly obtuse. The book is based on the hit musical play produced and directed by Spike Lee and written by musician David Byrne. Today's book interprets that play through the words of the playwright, David Byrne, and is well matched with the freewheeling interpretive art of Myra Kalman. Combined, it's a strangely appealing page-turner of a book that celebrates life, calls up quandaries, and takes note of the odd, weird names we sometimes give to our cities and towns in America. Toad Hop, Indiana? Or Last Chance, Colorado? Anyone? American Utopia is certainly a different kind of book. It is declarative. It is questioning. It offers comfort. And it offers quandary. There are no text-filled pages, no chapters, no cutesy quotes from famous folks. Well, there is that poem by a Dada artist. And this free-flowing nature of the book sets it apart from any that might be its rivals in the print and graphic novel publishing worlds. For it is both of those, a print book and a graphic novel. And while it is based on the musical play, TV show, American Utopia, the book, is much more an interpretation of the live-action recorded show than it is a reflection of that work. American Utopia, the book, is a work of creative art that stands proudly on its own. Everything changes, it declares. Everything stops. Every day is a miracle. How to describe the artwork that animates the book as much as the words? Well, both art and word dance together beautifully through these pages, filling the reader's eye, even as they allow so much white space around them, playfully chasing each other, sometimes on the same page, and sometimes on facing pages. The freely drawn watercolored illustrations are as critical to the mood of this celebration as the words. Strong on depictions of us, humans are the centerpiece, most often in the evocatively fanciful and ever so David Byrne rubber-like human poses, with a smattering of nature and the built environment, centering the paintings in that wonderful space between our reality and our fancy. When he's not writing smash Broadway plays and books, David Byrne is perhaps best known for his work with the American New Wave band, the Talking Heads. You might ask yourself, and a few stints hosting Saturday Night Live, too. Illustrator Myra Kalman's fanciful drawings will resonate with those of us who delight in the artwork found in The New Yorker. Kalman has produced quite a few covers over the years, not to mention more interior pages, and writes, too, for kids. You'll no doubt smile with recognition when you see her work in American Utopia. Yep, American Utopia is the kind of book you can enjoy paging through as you hold your cup of morning coffee, or as you perhaps settle into your evening dessert. To look through as you're sitting alone or with a special someone by a holiday fireplace. And it's likely to be a great way to ease your mind and page through a bit before settling into that night's sleep. If I've intrigued you to pick this up, perhaps tickled your mind's curiosity enough so you'll stop and give the book a look, then I've succeeded with this review. And I hope introduced you to a delightful pairing of talents I think you'll be glad to discover. P.S. If you check out a few of the videos from the Broadway play On the Internet, featured on CBS Sunday Morning, by the way, then all the better. As I noted earlier, the towns that dot the maps of America have names that are just too enticing not to put in a book like this. And so we have Home, Washington. Frogville, Oklahoma. Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. And Paw Paw, Michigan. As Byrne writes, what are those people doing over there? Should I be doing that too? Are they like me? Are they looking at me? Should I go over and talk to them? Is there a logic to this? Is it supposed to make sense? We're only tourists in this life. Only tourists, but the view is nice. It's nothing special. It's nothing profound. Here's the connection with the opposite side. Here. 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 I'm not alone, and we're all the same. And the world won't end. It will just change its name. Us and you, yes. A bit from American Utopia. The book, reflecting from the play by David Byrne and illustrated by Myra Kalman. Hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening. It's available at all of our fine local public libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library.